With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. After a little more than 1 week in operation this season, the Bridge Emergency Shelter in Cortez is already hosting about 30 clients a night. That's according to Executive Director Lori Knutson, who expects that number to rise to about 48 people a night when winter sets in. The shelter, which since 2006 has provided overnight housing and meals for the indigent, has made several changes this year. It has moved the day labor office into the shelter with the intention of encouraging more of its guests to participate. The shelter is also offering two transitional rooms for working people who pay $100 a month rent while saving up for a place of their own. Knutson says she wants to rehouse people as quickly as possible because acclimating people to homelessness isn't good for anybody. But Knutson says the shelter still cannot accept families with children, and there is a dire need regionally for more places that can. She says there are families living in parking lots, sending kids to school from their cars. One looming concern is whether the shelter itself will have a home in the future. Officials with the City of Cortez and Montezuma County are expected to address the issue of the aging justice building where the shelter is housed at a joint meeting in November. And in related news, the unemployment rate in Montezuma County is falling, but remains one of the highest in Colorado. That's according to September data recently released by the State Department of Labor and Employment. In much of the state, unemployment levels are plummeting. Denver's rate is now at 3.2%, and the statewide figure is 4%. But Montezuma County is at 4.6%, down just 0.1 percentage point from September of 2014. In comparison, Dolores County has a rate of 1.6%, and La Plata County is at 2.9%. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.